WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two people, including a child, have died in Oklahoma flooding, and forecasters warn more flooding, thunderstorms, and tornadoes are expected from the Midwest to the South. Utility crews have been restoring power knocked out by twisters yesterday in southeast Oklahoma. Visitors to the Vatican on Easter Sunday now take back with them a thrill. At St. Peter's Basilica, at the end of the Easter service, Pope Francis appeared to bless the crowd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
The Pope treated people in St. Peter's Square to a surprise Popemobile tour. Police are investigating an overnight shooting on Virginia's Norfolk State University campus that injured two people. An Israeli investigation into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it has found professional failures. A deputy commander will be fired. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Zelensky accusing Russia of creating a false appearance of honoring an Easter ceasefire, saying that Moscow continues to send attack drones and Russian troops are still shooting. Back on terra firma, landing in Kazakhstan, American astronaut Tom Pettit and two Russian cosmonauts, after a long stay in the International Space Station, returning in a Russian spacecraft.
And touchdown.
It's
Soyuz MS-26 is home at 8:20 p.m. Central Time.
Pettit marks this as his fourth space flight and his 70th birthday simultaneously. The Pentecostal Church in South Africa celebrated Easter Sunday with mass wedding ceremonies for around 3,000 people, with many of them entering into polygamous marriages. The International Pentecost Holiness Church said mass weddings are part of its Easter festivities and the tradition of polygamy, which is observed in some African cultures, and it's been incorporated into that church. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tribal turnout set new records in our state Supreme Court election. Judith Ruiz Branch has the story.
The Menominee reservation turnout increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election. Both the Red Cliff and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa saw turnout jump more than 60%, according to Wisconsin Conservation Voices. The group works with tribal communities through its Wisconsin Native Vote program. Organizer Maria Haskins says listening sessions, roundtables, and regional dinners have been crucial in building relationships and getting people to the polls.
With people seeing their peers being more active in the polls and becoming more informed about a lot of these issues is what is really motivating them to go out and cast their ballot, because I think that people are realizing their vote is their voice.
Haskins says communities shared concerns at these events about issues like the opioid epidemic, which is severely affecting tribal communities, while drawing the connections of voting to their goal of tribal sovereignty. The Menominee community has seen some of the most dramatic jumps in voter turnout. In 2023, community voting increased by 75% and has seen a 220% increase since 2019. Haskins says she believes the influx reflects the increased tribes are also seeing in representation, with more Native Americans running for office.
Our people deserve to have a voice in what is happening, and we deserve to have the ability to be be involved.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Easter Sunday calls for increasing clouds, a little rain late in the day, otherwise highs in the low to mid-50s, and gusty east winds. The best shot at heavy rain will be tonight. Some rain and thunderstorms around, breezy, with lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. Now, this is the show where we do what we say. We lean into what's going on here locally. And it's not to say we're not concerned about what's going on nationally, internationally. We are concerned about all that. And we talk about it on occasion. But on this show, we really try to do lean into what's going on locally. And no surprise that we're going to spend this next hour talking about something that's very local, that will have national exposure very, very soon. Today's Sunday, and in 4 days we'll be on the national stage, and that is the NFL draft. And you've been hearing a lot about it, mostly very positive things. We're very excited about it. We've talked about it on this show a couple weeks ago, and on my other show in the morning with Mine on the Mayor, we've had guests on, and on this show as well, Lean Local. And when you look at the opportunities we have, and it's like Lambeau, Packers, NFL, that's exciting. But someone like me who's, you know, worked for the city, led the city for a number of years, and many of you know that I started in small business, and that's where my heart really is. And I think sometimes when you think of Lambeau Field, if I said, well, forget the Packers, what do you think of next? I bet you the majority of you listening would think of the stadium view. It's just, iconic's the right word, but it just has been there from the beginning. Jerry Watson, who I know many of you know, who passed away, and just one of the nicest guys. And just if somebody represented Green Bay, it was Jerry Watson, just a hardworking, nice guy, just nice to everybody. And that was, I think, helped his business. The location didn't hurt him either, but it just helped his business. So I called Maddie. Maddie Trulier is the she's the marketing and social media manager for the Stadium View. And we were talking before we came on the air here. And I said, how many events do you guys do there? And she's like, over 500, which is true. They've always got activity going on there. But we're going to focus a little bit on the NFL draft. And Maddie, welcome. You must be excited about these next few days.
Yeah, super excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. What do you think about this? I mean, you haven't been there that long. You're very young, but I mean, is this what you are you excited about? Are you worried about it? You think it's going to come together?
It's been mostly excitement, to be honest with you. We've been working on this for over a year.
Yeah, right.
Our team at Stadium View, and when you have a really great team that's very passionate about creating experiences for people like we do at Stadium View, something like this is just amazing. So it's been nothing but excitement. Obviously, there's been a little bit of nervousness just because we don't know what to expect. Packer games, Stadium View has had 33 years of Packer games.
Right.
The draft has never been to Green Bay. Right. So, but what we do for Packer games, this is just going to be a Packer game basically on a much larger scale.
Right.
So we're hoping that all of our experience from the Packer season, we're just going to scale it up. And we know everyone always has a good time at Stadium View. It's always super high energy. Everyone loves Stadium View on Packer games. It's going to be no different for the draft. So we'll be bringing that signature game day energy to the draft.
And I was looking at your website the other day. Mm-hmm. In fact, after talking to you, you're like, did you register? And I've never done that before at your place. It's always, I park at the same spot. You know, we all have our little routines for Packer Day, but why the registration?
Yeah. So basically the free tickets, we're expecting to hit those capacities. So it serves a few purposes. One of them is just making sure that whoever has the tickets has basically first entry into our doors in case we do hit those capacities. And also it's a way for us to gauge the amount of people that we're going to see because we really don't know what to expect. So for us, just for staffing reasons and things like that, it's been super helpful to see those numbers so we can at least have an idea of the volume that's going to be coming and going. But the most important and exciting thing for everyone that has registered is the ticket doubles as an entry into all of our draft giveaways. So we've been doing giveaways weekly leading up to the draft, and we've been pulling those winners from our ticket registrations.
I haven't got a call yet. Anyway, all right, so I got to ask, anybody trying to scalp free tickets yet? No, I think that's cool. Talk about some of the things that you're doing. I mean, there's after you, I've got a couple other guests coming in, and one of them I think you'll be very interested in. But it's you don't know how many people are coming, right? Packer games, we have 70,000, 80,000 people come to Green Bay. This could be upwards of three, four times that I should say.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you bringing to the party?
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
You're bringing a friend of mine on.
So we've got a lot going on. So we have named this epic draft party Stadium View's Ultimate Pick Party featuring Absolute and Jameson. We're really excited to be partnered with them and all of these other amazing brands. But the biggest thing that we have going on is our draft concert series. So the music's going to start the day before on Wednesday, and it's going to go through Saturday. We're working on adding bands on Sunday. But essentially 17 bands over a span of 4 days. Three different stages. So we're going to have live music going on in multiple areas. These are all big local bands everyone knows and loves. Annex, Wet Possum, The Glam Band. We've got Bella Kane coming in from Milwaukee, which is super exciting. If anyone's ever seen them.
Our producer's got friends coming in from Providence, and he's like, he doesn't know what he's going to do. So I think I'm going to ask him when you're done what he's going to do. I got a good feeling what he's going to tell me. But yeah, okay. Wow, those are some happening bands.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there's lots more. Those are just some of the big names. So in addition to that, our whole outdoor area, the parking lot, is going to be turned into what we're calling an experience. So we're going to have the live music going. We'll have DJs. We've partnered with Midwest Communications, which owns WXX, Y100. They're going to be doing live radio shows from our beer garden stage all 3 days, which is really exciting. They're going to be doing tons of giveaways. So stop by, scan the QR code. They're going to be giving away like a AJ Dillon signed football and a bunch of other things. We're going to have food trucks, a vendor fair. The vendor fair is going to have tons of interactive things for our guests to do, games, giveaways, things like that. And we're also going to have some player appearances. So some.
Really?
Yep.
And you've got the other thing. Well, there's so many things I like about your place, but you invite some of the local talent, not music. I'm talking about the food, like Cheese Curd Nick. He's my man.
Yep. He'll be there. Yep. So it's going to be Tailgate Staples, Burgers and Brats. He'll be there. We're also having Diablo's Food Truck, Rustique, Nothing Bundt Cakes will be there. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows and loves them. They've become really popular. Yeah. So those are just a few of the food trucks that we're going
to
have.
So when it comes to having, this is a huge event. And people, they're like, oh, you know, we would do more. We can't find the employees. How did you figure that combination?
Yeah, so luckily for Stadium View, you know, we've been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
So we have 33 years of past employees, family, friends that have helped us out on game days and things like that. So we reached out to all those people. We're bringing all those people in, and we're kind of rallying the troops. And so far we haven't hired anyone from the outside for the draft. We're just relying on the people we know and we love and we trust, so that all of our customers are in the best hands. So.
Wow. And when you talk about the Jameson, do they help sponsor? How does that work? Tell me why you're leading with those two products.
So there are our title partners. Obviously, an event like this costs a lot of money to put on.
And you you rattled off, I don't know, four or five bands. And there's no charge?
No charge. Nope. So obviously, you got to pay for your food and your drinks, but the experience itself is free.
And you probably hope they eat and drink a lot, too. Those are some expensive bands. That's great that you're doing that. I thought there was a little bit of a cover to get in.
Nope, not at all. Completely free. Another thing that we're doing that we're really excited about, one of our other partners, Pit Boss Grills, if you've heard of them, they're doing a pulled pork eating contest. So contestants are going to have 3 minutes to eat 4 pounds of pulled pork. So that'll be going on Thursday and Friday, right in front of the main stage. So that's another exciting thing that's happening.
Heck with the hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Bring on the meat sweats.
Okay. All right. And what time does your stuff kick off? Because it's kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Just strategically, there's competition, but not, there's stuff going on at Titletown, right? From noon to like five. And then there's obviously the draft.
Yeah.
The draft is exciting like on Thursday, but then it kind of peters out a little bit as it goes to the, what, I don't know, fifth, sixth round, but did you take that off? You must have taken that into account.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just finalized our official business hours for those 3 days. So we're going to be open Thursday. Our bar is open 9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
See, that's why you didn't invite us, because mine and the mayor were on from 6 to 9 a.m. So else I'm sure we would have done a live show there. But okay, all right, so 9 a.m.
9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Wow.
On Thursday. And then Friday is going to be 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. as well. And then Saturday, we're starting a little bit earlier because the draft starts a little bit earlier on Saturday. So Saturday, we'll be open at 8 a.m. So 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday. And then our kitchen hours, all three of those days, will be 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
So obviously, you have a great kitchen there. But then you have the outdoor vendors and the food trucks. Will they be there all the same 3 days?
Yep, they'll be there all 3 days. So, obviously, we can only feed so many mouths. So with our own kitchens. So those are just there additionally for our guests to enjoy, add a little bit of variety. Also, you know, people that are there to watch the live music, they're standing around outside. They can grab something quick. They don't have to go inside, wait for a table, things like that.
And they're coming in for the draft from all 50 states. They don't necessarily have to go to the draft because you have some really cool viewing opportunities.
And
I want to talk about that when we get back, because I was reading about some of those areas and I thought, now that is fun, you know, to do that. So we're here with Maddie Trullier, and she is the director of marketing and social media at the Stadium View, which is the place to go when you're out in the Titletown area. We're going to be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking about what else, the NFL draft coming here to Green Bay in just a few days. And we're here with our special guest, Maddie Trullier, who is the Director of Marketing and Social Media with the Stadium View. And I think everyone listening probably knows where the Stadium View is. If you don't, it's really on the part of the whole district out there. And I think 33 years they've been there, and I mean, anytime there's national news or just local news, I guess, as well, I mean, it's the Stadium View is kind of the go-to place. And they have really, like many businesses and many municipalities, have been working on this for over a year. As soon as they heard that the draft was going to be here in Green Bay, and then, you know, these numbers of 250,000 were, you know, Packer games, probably 80,000. You're like, oh, my gosh, that there's a real opportunity there to, you know, make a little bit of money and get our name out there. And here we are, you know, just days away from this thing kicking off. And I it's weird because you really don't know the crowd. I mean, you look at pictures of the crowd, but there's not ticket sales for this, which is then you look at, I was talking to a lady from Appleton. And there's still some hotels left. You know what I mean? Like everybody, remember they talked about bringing in the cruise ship because we're going to need extra. Remember all that when it first started and EAA was going to do a campground and that didn't come to fruition. Yet, on the other hand, I do think people are excited to get here. The people who come here are going to be very excited. But and you look at, you know, you get a Packer game and it's, you know, there's a lot of adults, but it's a family thing. Do you cater to the family at all, or where would they line up with Stadium View?
So we absolutely understand that the draft tends to be more family focused. So we are going to be family friendly during the draft. After 7 p.m., it will turn into 21 plus. So people are more than welcome to come in with their kids during the day, hang out. We just ask that all everyone under the age of 21 leaves by 7.
All right. And then the viewing. You are on the entrance, from what I saw, and again, I don't know that everything is done, but it appears to me like the entrance would be more on the west side of the area, and you'd be more located on the east side. But talk about the viewing opportunities at Stadium View.
Yeah, so we are bringing in extra TVs and things for the draft. We're going to have three Jumbotrons set up, actually. So we're going to have three Jumbotrons set up in our parking lot for viewing. And then we're going to have the bands taking breaks during the times that
that Goodell gets booed.
During the times the big picks are going to be happening.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
have
fun.
DJ Don's going to be doing pick commentary, and we'll be showing those. So we'll have the three Jumbotrons set up, and we'll have over 100 TVs on the properties.
Wow.
We've actually brought in additional TVs inside of our concert tent in the back as well. So we'll have TVs not just inside, but outside too.
You're going to be able to hear. I mean, you're that close. You're going to be able to hear it, right?
Yeah.
It's really the visual. So I'm sure you're going to have to turn up the volume, you know. And it is really fun how the crowd reacts to that. It's they just have a lot of fun out there with all the people coming. And again, just give me the website, because people are like, oh my gosh, she said this, she said that. How many bands did you say you're having? You know, just the food vendors, the food trucks. I mean, that is going to be a lot going on. So
absolutely.
Give me some places to go to get some more information.
Yes. So you can find all of our draft happenings on our website. So head to thestadiumview.com stadiumview.com/2025-draft. Or if you just happen to Google Stadium View, click on our website, head to the events tab, and you'll see a sub tab that specifically says 2025 draft. That's going to have our business hours, how to find us, our concert lineup, all of our food trucks, all the information about the pulled pork eating contest, the vendors, all that good stuff. So it's all going to be right there for you.
Cool. Let me ask you, you don't have to tell me, but do you have any concerns about this? We talked a little bit about traffic, and I don't know where you live, and I don't know how you're getting there.
me either.
game day, we've all been to the games, and there's been a couple games where, kind of like Milwaukee games, quite honestly, where it's a little bit more of a hassle, although I live pretty close to the stadium. But
yeah.
Do you guys talk about that, or have you reached out and said, is this going to be okay?
Yeah. So we do have concerns specifically about our employees. How are we getting them to and from work? So because we're turning our whole outdoor area and parking lot into a draft experience with the concert tents and things like that, we actually don't have parking available for our employees like we normally do on game days.
Maddie, I was surprised when I read that because, and you gave up revenue by doing that too. But, I mean, you made that into an event center. That is a huge, huge event center, but there's no parking there. And I thought, wow, that was a decision by somebody.
Yeah. So no parking. We want to make sure that we have enough space for everyone to experience Stadium View during the draft and all the things that we have happening. And we do have, I think it's 4 or 5 acres of property, but we just wanted to make the most of it. And, yeah, just give as many people the draft experience at Stadium View as possible. Yeah. So
have you, the next guest who's coming, I just saw her walk by the window here, is Patty Kiwis, who runs Green Bay Transit.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope people go to her website, I say the city's website, but that is really cool what she's doing in terms of every 15 minutes a bus, this great route, picks people up and drops them off for free. So maybe that's not for everyone, and I'm sure there's some park and rides out there too that I'm not aware of, but you're right. The employees have to be aware of that. I just don't want that to scare people. I'm not going because of the parking or because of the traffic. Mm-hmm. I want people to overcome that and feel like that wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. There's tons of shuttle options. We've been looking into them additionally as well for our employees. And I mean, tons of shuttles and ride share programs. I know the Tavern League in Green Bay is actually doing a whole free ride share program and things like that. So there's going to be tons of transportation, and we hope that it doesn't scare people off.
Right.
Yeah. 'Cause,
I mean, what an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is once in my lifetime, probably twice in yours. But it's just very cool that we're doing this. And really, thanks for stepping up. You've got great energy, and
thank
I'm sure
you.
The social media, you're hearing great things.
Yeah,
you seem really excited about this thing.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. It's been an amazing learning experience, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I've got a great team that I work with, so Stadium View's absolutely amazing. So,
do you have a big party planned after the draft?
For me personally?
Well, I don't know. The employees, something.
Yeah.
You guys, you'll have a lot to celebrate.
I think that we're all going to be so tired, but maybe in a few weeks we'll throw something together just to pat ourselves on the back for all of our hard work.
Well, thanks. Think in advance what you're going to do, because this is the world stage for Green Bay, and you're a big, big, big part of it. So it's going to be fun to showcase the city. And really, for the last 33 years, too, I know you weren't there for all of it, but, I mean, that's really been it. Just always a friendly face for our community, and it's always nice to have the right people talk to the media, and it's always been great having Stadium View do that. So, all right, well, I'll see you there, because I love some of the bands you're bringing in, so we'll be there. Well, good luck, get some rest, and I'm sure I'll see you at the Stadium View.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. All right, thanks for joining us. This is Lean Local Jim Schmidt. We'll be back with Patty Kiwis talking about Green Bay Transit for the NFL Draft.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two people, including a child, have died in Oklahoma flooding, and forecasters warn more flooding, thunderstorms, and tornadoes are expected from the Midwest to the South. Utility crews have been restoring power knocked out by twisters yesterday in southeast Oklahoma. Visitors to the Vatican on Easter Sunday now take back with them a thrill. At St. Peter's Basilica, at the end of the Easter service, Pope Francis appeared to bless the crowd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
The Pope treated people in St. Peter's Square to a surprise Popemobile tour. Police are investigating an overnight shooting on Virginia's Norfolk State University campus that injured two people. An Israeli investigation into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it has found professional failures. A deputy commander will be fired. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. 30,000 fans at AmFam Field last night. The game over in just 1 hour and 59 minutes. The crew losing to the A's 3-1. The Brewers could just not get it going against the A's. Luis Severino, who was signed to a three-year deal worth $67 million, a franchise record. Pat Murphy after the loss.
William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. Mitchell had a great night. A couple hard contacts. Yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money.
With a record deal on.
That's why they did, because he's good.
NBA, the Bucks look to game two Tuesday night after losing game one yesterday. 117-98 to the Pacers.
We're not going to beat them scoring 98 points. We're not going to beat them when we have 15 assists and 10 turnovers. We're just not. We got to get back to our spacing, trusting, playing downhill, moving the ball. And I think we'll be better.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Easter Sunday calls for increasing clouds, a little rain late in the day, otherwise highs in the low to mid-50s, and gusty east winds. The best shot at heavy rain will be tonight. Some rain and thunderstorms around, breezy, with lows in the lower 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no-excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, Brittany Merlot gives us the draft forecast, and Dean Bruce from Lindy Sports Magazine gives us his thoughts on the big event.
And Michael Pittman from Hyde Music talks about their Restring Recycle event. Join us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local, the show where we talk about what's going on locally. And ain't nothing bigger than the NFL draft, and that's what we're going to be talking about this hour. I just really want to thank Maddie for coming in from the Stadium View. They've got a lot of things happening there, and as she said, you know, just you go to the website and look at what they're going on, download their pass. You can get in for the 3 days. It's free, but what'd you say, 13 bands that they're going to have there, you know, 4 acres of property they have, and food trucks, local vendors. That's going to be a good time. And we're going to talk now with James Anderson, who's the deputy director of the Green Bay Parks. But before I do, I want to talk, speaking of local, you know, Nicolet Bank is a sponsor of this show, and that is just a great local company. They lean into this community from a charitable standpoint, from hiring the best local employees. You know, they have grown. You think about that bank. What was it, 2002 when they just started? And now they've got 57 branches in Northeast and Central Wisconsin and the UP and Northern Michigan. And they just are a company that really cares about their local community, you know, with a mission statement to serve our communities, engage our employees, build a stronger family within our organization, and have a positive impact on the lives we touch along the way. I mean, if every business did that, and a lot of them do in Green Bay, but I mean, they are just a flagship company in our community here, and so proud that they're here in Green Bay with Mike Daniels and his whole organization, Bob Atwell. They just do everything right here, and so proud that they are here in Green Bay, and very happy that they sponsor our show. And with that, we are going to talk with another local guy who is all in this community, and that's James Anderson, who's the deputy director of Green Bay Parks. And anything going on with this draft?
Well, we're still trying to figure out if, you know, there's anything coming our way here. Yeah. But few things.
Man,
you've
been working on this thing. I mean, I looked at your lineup of things from concerts to just festivals. This is like a summer packed into a week.
Yeah, it's essentially a whole summer of really planning, programming, sponsorships. The community, local
right.
community, been really great at, you know, helping us keep this a free event for everybody. It's got such an interesting balance of, you know, family friendly activities,
right.
but concert festival atmosphere, but really kind of hometown and local proud, but also all the guests coming in can really showcase this on a national stage and be something we're really proud of. So,
and I think people. Look, I think people are going to judge the community by whatever they want to judge it. But I think what the city does is going to weigh pretty heavy on. That's a cool community. And I think you're doing, or maybe you talk about some of the things you're doing. But, I mean, a music festival, that Wednesday night thing, I talk a little bit about that. Because that's kind of like the kickoff to, that's the opening ceremony.
Yeah, opening ceremony. I mean, on Wednesday, we have the WPS Foundation really helped us, their title sponsor of the draft kickoff event. So essentially kicking off this series of what, 3-4 days of just really an awesome experience overall for people coming into Green Bay, really showcasing everything Green Bay has to offer, and also our local community kind of celebrating the fact that we're hosting something that's really unique to this, to its magnitude. So we're starting off with the doors open, or the gates open, I should say, at Light Park, right along downtown on the Fox River right. cityscape in the back, you know, with the bridge light up, you know something about that.
Yeah.
You know, we got the kids' zone activities, the playground going in on this Thursday here. We have, you know, a container bar beer garden area. We have a glow area. We have magic and mischief going on with, you know, face painting and blue animals. And we're glowing everything with fireworks that night. So it's
talk about those fireworks. I mean, you're not just shooting off a couple of fireworks.
I know. First time ever, they're actually going to be on three barges on the river. We're shooting them off at 8:30.
Yeah,
it's going to be
great. Great, you're not waiting till it's over at 11. You know, it's just 8:30, three barges. That's a lot of fireworks. I've known a little bit about fireworks.
Yep.
That's pretty cool that you you and the sponsors together are doing that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, Festival Foods really helped us out. Yeah. Make that happen. And then our headliner, De La Soul, go on the main stage. And this is a real main stage. This is awesome. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be really, really awesome.
And if people aren't aware of it, they will be. You know what I mean? That downtown is the place to come to. And I know you talk about a couple other things during the week. Yeah, I mean, we do want people to go out to Titletown and Lambeau and enjoy that.
Absolutely.
But then they're going to be back here again. So
yeah, but the best part is we have direct, bus lines and stuff like that right from downtown direct to the draft and draft direct right back to downtown.
Yeah, Patty's coming on next, and she's going to – whoever dreamt up that plan is
it's been a team collaboration.
Yeah. I mean,
Downtown Inc., On Broadway, the city – really working together, with all the different departments that it entails. Yeah. I mean, it takes everybody,
right? Yeah.
So every single city department, I think, has touched this in some aspect or another.
Right.
And, to make this happen, it's really great.
But parks, if there's a department that, I mean, they're all great, but you kind of I'm not going to call you the happy department, but I mean, you get to do.
Yeah, we got a name for it. We got a culture of bringing the fun, right? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think it's the best department, of course. So
it's a fun department.
Yeah, it is. Great, it's a great department to work for. We're going to a lot of fun stuff that week. We got Field Fest on Wednesday.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. That's something that could really be fun for, even the local people, but visitors for sure, because that's really where it all happened.
Yeah, the Packers played there back in, decades ago. It's where it all started, kind of. And over by East High School there, Historic City Stadium, we're going to be hosting a Field Fest from 11 to 2 on Wednesday, April 23rd. Just a lot of 10 different stations, a lot of fun things going on. Also got, of course, bounce houses and other activities. We're giving away hot dog and chips to every kid that comes in. Got signed Packer jerseys for giveaways. We got Randy Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' mom is coming in running the QB challenge. I mean, what else can you ask for? So it's all free. Yeah. Come on in. Really enjoy it. Both, like you said, kids don't have school Wednesday through Friday in Green Bay. So perfect way to start your week, kind of building up to the draft excitement.
And I think that's, I talked with Maddie a little bit. The demographics of this event are skewed towards kids in the beginning, and rightfully so. And I'm so glad that you're embracing that because they may not be the most profitable people, right, when it comes to some of these bars and restaurants. But, I look at, and I know you quite well, that doesn't surprise me that you got the magician, the face painting, now you got these hot dogs and chips and stuff. I think that people are going to remember that. Their parents will.
Yeah, I mean, that's finding that balance. Like I said, it's finding that balance between them, family-friendly, early, everything is, like I said, I mean, you can come into any of the events essentially for free. Now, if you want to explore and go try the 8th round downtown collaborative brew that we did with all the local breweries, you can do that too.
Right.
We got food vendors. We have merchandise. We have all the stuff that you could go and experience and have fun with and bring home, especially if you're out of town, authentic Draft City Music Fest t-shirt or whatever you want. But it's also able to everybody to enjoy. So
and then as the week goes on, so you've got that unbelievable event to kick this whole thing off, like I said, on Wednesday and then Thursday. You have a farmer's market that I know that's in conjunction with downtown Green Bay, but that's pretty cool that we're kicking that off pretty early.
Yeah. TouchdownDowntown.com is really all these events from Wednesday through Saturday. Everything from that farmer's market on Saturday. You got the Booyah Battle. You have the Packer Heritage Living Trail. I mean, there's just a good amount of things outside of draft times, too. We try to be considerate to what's going on over there and kind of maximize, like you said. Not only do we want people to go over to the draft, but there's other things Green Bay is all about, our culture here, that people can experience, and really, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I think that's cool that you, even the 5K, that you're coordinated downtown here, I think that's a neat thing. And then, I know there's 7 rounds in the draft, but talk about what you put together back at Light Park on the 8th round downtown.
Yeah, so 8th round downtown. After the 7th round over at Lambeau, you can come downtown and enjoy this music concert fest, kind of the grand finale of sorts. After everything's done with the draft there, we have Less Than Jake headlining. We have a guy from the Wu-Tang Clan, GZA. He's co-headlining with him. Good band lineup that night, all different genres, a little bit of something for everybody. And, once again, we'll just continue to embrace that concert festival atmosphere, but anybody's invited down, free to get in, but, hopefully All proceeds go to the Light Park Master Plan. So any proceeds we do make go right back into the Parks Department and on Broadway's initiative to build that out.
And people listening, they're like, man, there's so much. And there is a lot more stuff that we kind of don't have time for, but this touchdowndowntown.com,
mm-hmm.
that'll do it all. Let me ask you, and I've asked other guests that I've had on. Last week, we talked a little bit about this with some other people. And I mean, you're plugged into everything. Do you have any concerns or anything that you... Well, maybe it's not that. Any advice for people on the draft? Because I think when this started, James, you know, not that it was scary, but it was, oh, my God. You know, a Packer game is, it changes things, right? Mm-hmm. You go to a Packer game, 75, 80,000 people there, and this is going to be 250,000 people. Well, that, you know, 3-4 times that, it's like, oh, my God, you know, I have a hard time, you know, and this and that, and that we got to bring in a cruise ship to house people, and people are going to be camping at EAA, and then that really hasn't come to fruition yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know, yet you still want it to be extremely successful. So I'm just, from a guy that's on the inside, you know, I'm kind of on the outside, but do you advice or any concerns? I'm just curious as a guy like who's in the loop.
I think my advice is just honestly embrace it and enjoy it, because honestly, it might be that once in a lifetime opportunity. I think once I accepted kind of the organized chaos of it all, but honestly, it's awesome. There's just so many different cool opportunities, and I think Green Bay has this kind of that Midwest nice. When you come in here, I think people are surprised when they're like, man, you know, Green Bay is an awesome place, and there's just so much here. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to really enjoy our visitors coming in, and they're going to leave feeling really good about what they just experienced.
And you as a dad, do you have 5 kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to be engaged? Are you working? Or did you,
yeah. Know? Well, a couple of my kids are probably going to be down helping out at the concert fest. That's for sure. We need some volunteers. So they're going to be heading down there, and also just having fun with it, though, too. I mean, they're embracing it. They're enjoying
that
it.
That NFL experience would be fun for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
That's a good time. What about people who want to – are you looking for volunteers? You still need some people?
Yeah, we still need some volunteers for Saturday. Saturday evening is where we really need some volunteers. But I think we're pretty good overall. But, yeah, anybody that can volunteer or want to be a part of something really special.
Same thing that touchdowndowntown.com.
Yep, you can go right on there. There's all sorts of different – I mean, each of the different programs that week have, you know, spots for people. Even, you know, we're looking for downtown ambassadors just to help people. Hey, come downtown, and here's the bus stop, and here's where you can go for this, and what kind of food do you like?
Right.
Oh, it's right over here.
Yeah.
Hey, we got everything you need. So
there's been a lot of groups, organizations, entities involved in this. I mean,
oh yeah,
I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Besides the Packers and the NFL, and did you to pull this off? And I'm going to have a couple of you guys back. I know Steve Grenier's coming back after this. You know, DPW in and of itself, right? When you talk about just garbage pickup, it's I thought that was cool that he thought about that. He goes, well, we got to pick this up. You know, we got to switch it from whatever, mm-hmm. Thursday to Monday. And I'm going to talk to him after and say, how did everything go? Because there's a little pressure on those guys to make sure everything went okay and street closures and all that. Mm-hmm. But did you have a lot of meetings? Because it seems like things are starting to gel.
Oh, I think this has probably been one of the most interesting experiences I've been as part of my career, honestly. I've been at the parks for 17 years. Mm-hmm. This is definitely something that I'll never forget, just the whole experience over the last probably, you know, 6 to 8 months. And then all the things that, and all the different entities and departments and organizations and, you know, everything that had to kind of come together. And this is all, really, honestly, I'm kind of calm this week. Everybody's like, oh, are you freaking out next week? And I'm like, I don't know. We did a great job, I think, actually really covering single base. And we're still talking about, hey, what if this, what if that?
Right.
And working through some things, just as contingency plans. But honestly, everybody's been so supportive of this opportunity. It's been incredible.
Well, you've got pretty good management skills, too, so I think that probably helps a little bit. So, well, this is going to be great. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I've got friends coming in. Everybody's got a lot of friends coming in. And yeah, I just think you're going to be really proud of this, and you guys have done a lot of work leading up to this thing. So, yeah, thanks for all you're doing. I'm looking forward to this, especially some of that stuff at Light Park. Well, I'm looking forward to all the things that are going on here. Yeah, thanks for what you're doing. This is great. We're so glad you're the Deputy Director of the Green Bay Parks Department, and we will see you at the draft.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Take care. Again, James Anderson, Deputy Director of Green Bay Parks. We'll be right back with Patty Kiwis, who is the Director of Green Bay Transit. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get back safe and sound? We'll be right back.
I wake up to the sea.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Everybody, Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. This has been a fun hour. And like I said, you know, when you talk about Lean Local in Green Bay, at this time of the year, there ain't nothing bigger to lean into than the NFL draft. And we've had a number of guests on really over the last couple of weeks. You can go to Spotify and you just look up the shows that we've had. And when it talks about the NFL draft, there's so much going on. And I always ask our guests, you know, what's your biggest concern? And that's, it's never security. I think people initially are like, oh my gosh, we're going to have 200,000 people here. How are we going to handle all this? And we're not going to have enough hotels. We're not going to have enough this and that. And we've addressed all of that. We've just, it's, nothing's been an issue. But I do want to share with you that a concern that I still hear, and it's been addressed, I just want to share it with you in the next couple minutes, is traffic. There's, how are we going to get down there? And where are we going to park? And legit, you know, I mean, even at, when you go down to the Lambeau Field at Packer games, and that's 80,000 people, 80,000 people. You know, sometimes it's a little bit of a hassle, not too bad, but a little bit. When you take that times three or four, it's like, that could be difficult. So, to the rescue, Patty Kiwis, she's our director of Green Bay Metro Transit. It's not just Green Bay Transit, right? We take care of the suburbs as well. And she's been working on this for a year, like most people have, right? This is not like, oh my gosh, we're having the NFL draft next month. This has been going on for a long time. And she put together a plan that is amazing. And I really want you to go to their website and look at it. But Patty is sitting in studio right next to me. And I wanted her to come on today and just talk about what she's got going on. But, and I will let her speak in just a minute, but I am so impressed with free transit every 15 minutes that will pick you up. The route is amazing. So I live downtown, so I can just, you know, step out of my studio right here, jump on the bus, and it takes me right to the entrance of the draft and drops me off. And then every 15 minutes, there's a bus there that will bring me right back here. So, Patty, I just want to thank you for really, I think that's the last, that's the only thing, I got to be honest with you, that I'm hearing about that's a concern. And, approvals, where'd you come up with this? And thank you for doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as you know, Green Bay Metro, we provide, you know, game day service for right. all home Packer games, as you're aware from years back and as your years in the mayor's office. And so this is kind of addition to that, right? This is much bigger. And so the big question is how do we get everybody over there? And, you know, I think as I was thinking about plans and what makes sense and all of those things, you know, as we look at this and, you know, the layout and the footprint and, you know, there's only so much parking around there. Where do we get everybody from? And so, you know, I thought of this, you know, between support with the mayor and the Packers, it's been great that we're, you know, we designed this route for downtown. You can park in any of the parking ramps down here. You can get on Washington or on Broadway. We will be utilizing Broadway to 9th down to St. Agnes and then coming up on St. Agnes and Ridge Road. So it's right there by the entrance.
Wow.
And it's great. You don't have to worry about it. You can get outside of that footprint area, visit some of the great establishments downtown. You can use our live time feed, know exactly when that bus is going to be there, no waiting, and leave the driving to us.
Wow. So, and if somebody wants to look at the route, because you just mentioned, I know it starts at Transit and
correct.
Then, you know, going, University of Maine, Washington, over the Walnut Street Bridge, Broadway, to 9th, all the way down 9th to, what is it, go to Military?
St. Agnes.
St. Agnes. And then drops you off at the front door of the NFL draft. But you can go to greenbaymetro.org.
Correct.
Right? And you can find?
Right on the front page of our website, you will see, you can click the link for draft information. It has the time and the route, and you can see you can see the real-time data there, so you can watch the actual location of the buses. And we start at noon on Thursday, and they will operate till 10 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and the buses are just going to constantly keep going in circles. So you can park anywhere along that route and utilize the service, and then on Saturday from 10 to 6.
And so the bus is coming by. You can look it up and say the bus is going to be here in 8 minutes. The bus stops, you jump on, and the cost to get on?
Is free.
That's a pretty good deal. I mean, and your parking can be free too, depending where you park, right? I mean,
absolutely. So there's options.
Because parking is about $100 at down there. I mean, I've been watching that a little bit because some friends of mine have asked, but this is the answer. This is what they're going to start doing now. This is what I'm going to do. Because I just think it takes like some anxiety away. Because even if you rent a spot and you go there, am I going to be parked in? You know, that's another thing you stress about. And
yeah.
Or am I just going to be gridlocked to get to where I want to go if you want to see a certain, you know.
Correct. And that was really my goal, is try to keep us out of that footprint a little bit, help with that. You know, as I said from the beginning, you know, private and public partnerships are really what's going to make this awesome, right? I mean, none of us are large enough to handle this type of task by ourselves.
Right.
And so I really wanted us to be outside of that and really give people the taste to be able to be downtown and see all of these great things and leave the driving to us and not have to worry about it.
So Thursday at noon, you just come downtown here, you go, this whole route, and people really, again, I want people to go, and look at this at greenbaymetro.org, and you can jump on starting at noon. To keep it every 15 minutes, that's not a very long wait.
It's not, and they are constantly going to just keep going,
right.
And so where you get dropped off by Lambeau Field is exactly where you will get picked back up.
Yeah.
So as easy as that.
Yeah. And I've said this every time I run into you, but I do want to, besides you have nice buses, you have, your drivers are awesome.
They are phenomenal. The great customer service. They know the area well. They are phenomenal. It'll be an excellent experience. You'll definitely want to try it.
And what's kind of fun about the bus too, because I take the bus, to, you still do this at Packer games, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's fun is even though the opponents are on there, we kind of get along on the bus.
Oh, we do. It's a lot of fun. The drivers will get some of them singing.
Yeah,
it's all sorts of fun.
I know. It's like we should turn the stadium into a bus or something because everybody gets along.
Yes, right.
It's great. I got to tell you. So I just want people to look. I think this is the last step. I think people have been talking a lot about, where it's going to be built and the Packer experience and food and everything else. But you got to get there and you got to get back safe and sound. And no better way to do that without Green Bay Metro. So greenbaymetro.org. Patty, this is awesome. And I really want people to look at this, use this, because, you've done this right. And you've done a great job with Green Bay Metro. But thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing this, because, you're the cherry on the top when it comes to that event.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing me out here.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy the draft. We will talk to you after the draft. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He's not defending the man, he's defending his constitutional due process rights, says Senator Chris Van Hollen, Maryland Democrat, about his trip to El Salvador, where a man from Maryland was wrongly taken to a notorious prison, say U.S. courts.
My mission and my purpose is to make sure that we uphold the rule of law, because if we take it away from him, we do jeopardize it for everybody else.
Kilmar Abrego-Garcia denies being a criminal gang member, as the Trump administration claims. Senator demands evidence be presented in court. Two people, including a child, have died in Oklahoma flooding. Forecasters warn more flooding. Thunderstorms, tornadoes are expected from the Midwest to the South. Visitors to the Vatican on Easter Sunday got a treat, a surprise at St. Peter's Basilica. At the end of the Easter service, Pope Francis showed up to bless the crowd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
And the Pope treated people in St. Peter's Square to a surprise Popemobile tour. This is ABC News.